Coming through?
Okay.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But we ask that you hold your calls for a few minutes. We have with us a very unusual individual, a man I've never met, but I've talked to dozens of times. His name is James Perloff. He wrote a wonderful book, and if you haven't read it, you need to. It's called The Shadows of Power. It's the story of the Council on Foreign Relations, America's invisible government, and as you will recall, why every Secretary of State since 1953 has come from the CFR, every director of the CIA, every chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, the people who run our country come from this little organization. And Jim did a tremendous job of writing about that, and then he's written a book on Darwinism. It's the tornado in the junkyard, and then of course a new book that goes into the background of looking at Darwinism from a critical point of view. But recently he's put together, of all things, a CD of music. James, why did you actually put together a CD of music? I mean, this is quite a shift from being a writer on Darwin and on America's invisible government.
Well, you might say that all of these things have something in common, which are all efforts to impact American culture for the better, Stan. I mean, you and I have seen this culture go downhill so far. And the reason I chose to make a music CD this year was this. You know, back in the late 60s, early 70s, when I was an atheist, hippie, anti-war protester type, Stan, me and the other people of my generation, you know, our cultural leaders were not so much the liberal politicians and not so much the not so much Hollywood or liberal books. It was the musicians. It was the Beatles. We grew our hair long because the Beatles grew their hair long. It was the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan. And they sang about issues back then, Stan. They sang about civil rights and drugs and the new morality, the protests against the Vietnam War. Well, what I've noticed about conservatives, us conservatives, we've got lots of worship songs on Sunday, but we don't have songs that address issues. Now, where the devil, if I may say so, is doing something to hurt our culture, I think we need to counteract that. So what I've done is I've created a 12-song music CD. And I wrote these songs. I don't perform them. We have some of the best musicians in Massachusetts on this album, some of the finest Christian vocalists in New England. But these songs deal with issues that we, as conservatives, talk about but don't normally sing about, like homeschooling our kids, religious freedom, restoring religious freedom, media bias, which gets us all very upset. There's a song about American sovereignty, which is of increasing concern these days with NAFTA and the growing strength of the UN. These are all songs about topics that conservatives care about.
Well, the music can have a tremendous impact on people. If it has a tune, if it has a beat, if it has a rhythm. Music certainly played an important part in changing America in the 1960s. Well, let's see what your music video can do. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with James Perloff talking about his new CD called Freedom Shall Return. Freedom. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is a good friend of ours. His name is James Perloff, and he's written a number of books. We've interviewed him many times on Radio Liberty, but much to my surprise, he recently has produced a music CD called Freedom Shall Return. And James was just saying that the reason he did this is because in the 1960s, why music had a profound impact on the thinking of the people at that time, talking about issues, and so many of our conservatives, we have all the issues, but we don't have any means of getting this over to the people. Music has a vehicle, or it can be used as a vehicle of putting forth ideas, can't it?
Absolutely, and sometimes it has, for some people, has a stronger impact than just words when you put the words to music.
All right, now where did you actually you say you've written all of these various songs yourself, and where did you find performers to do these programs?
Well, Stan, as you know, I've written books on creation evolution, and in New England every year we have a big gathering of Christians. It's called Congress at the Heinz Auditorium in Boston, and I had a booth there with my books, and I was looking for someone to produce this album, and lo and behold, two booths down was a Christian music producer whose stage name is Sang. And he had connections throughout the Christian music world in New England and was able to recruit some of the top talent. And he also was a big help in writing the chords for the songs and doing some additional composition to improve them.
And, of course, you talk about the Say No to the New World Order, the 50s, Let Revival Break Out, The Lost Cause, Network News. I think that's an intriguing idea. Goodbye to Darwin, Echoes of Vietnam, Homeschool Kids, Where Did All the Holidays Go? And I think that's really what we should all ask. What happened to Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday? And little bit by little bit, the people who manipulate our culture have simply removed them. And now we have President's Day and Martin Luther King Day. And yet Martin Luther King was a dedicated Marxist. Now, certainly he was against the abuses of civil rights, but instead of trying to work through the system, why he wanted to change our whole constitutional system and put all power in Washington, D.C., and he succeeded in doing that. And then, of course, when he turned his efforts to trying to do something about the Vietnam War, he became a detriment. And it's a very, very strange way that Martin Luther King died. Well, we're going to be having to bring our other stations on in just a moment back in, and then when they're back with us, well, I want to play a few of these songs and have James comment on them. And these are the songs in his album entitled Freedom Shall Return. And we'll be back here in just a moment with James Perlman. Well, Dr. Stan here, and James, shall we go ahead and start playing the first one? We'll have, you can't get through them. We'll have to go them in a numerical order.
Okay. Well, the first song up is called Castlegate Love. Now, it's very common, Stan, to hear women today, Christian women, talk about the difficulty of finding an equally yoked man. You might remember at the top of the show we said this song is about issues that Christians and conservatives care about. I hear a lot of Christian women talk about this difficulty finding an equally yoked man in their lives, and something we talk about, I think we should sing about it. This is a song by a girl who's facing this problem, who feels out of place in today's culture. It's sung by the lovely Amy Bernard, one of the top Christian vocalists of New England.
All right, fine. Without further ado, here is Amy Bernard on
Castlegate Love.
Castlegate Love.
Disbelieve in love at first sight, but the most important thing is it right. My mother taught me all she read in the world. She said, my girl, don't you follow the herd. I don't care if your man is rich or broke, but in God be equally
You know, it's a hard thing to be a young person today. I would hate to be a young person in today's world. You look at the television, you watch the movies, you have a feeling of total sexual immorality. Why bother to get married? We see this all the time on our sitcoms. This is constantly besieging our children. Why you don't have to get married? You just have sex out of wedlock, and there's really no concern about it at all. I mean, how different the world is today than the world I grew up in, where there was a sense of morality, and everybody didn't believe what Albert Kinsey had written, that immorality was perfectly normal.
You know something, Stan, I once knew an old policeman, and he said that, you know, back in the 40s and 50s, even the criminals had some character. What he meant by that, Stan, was that he said you could shame a criminal about what he'd done in those days. But he said, the criminals of today, forget it. They just don't care. And that kind of sums up our culture, what's happened to it.
All right, fine. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say about Castlegate Love before we go to the where did all the holidays go?
Let's just transition right to that next song. This song is about the commercialization of holidays. It's another issue of great concern to Christians, the fact that Jesus is being taken out of Christmas, that we don't give thanks at Thanksgiving, the fact that Washington's birthday is no longer celebrated. We just have the bland President's Day because the founding fathers are no longer considered acceptable by our politically correct establishment. So this is Where Did All the Holidays Go, sung by Will Galvin.
Oh, you know, I think it's really so interesting. Every year since I can remember, why the Wall Street Journal has had, something I think was written by Governor Bradford of the Plymouth Colony, talking about how important Thanksgiving was. And this year, of course, we just left that off. Why? Because there's an organized effort to destroy our heritage. Destroy the heritage of a nation while you destroy the nation. Just as it's been said that freedom and religion are inseparable, you destroy religion, you destroy freedom. And that's the basis of everything going on today. It's within our Catholic churches. It's within our Protestant churches. Change the basis of religion. Change the very nature of God. Do away with the holidays. And our founding fathers, at one time, everybody knew that George Washington was the father of our country. First in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen. They don't teach that in school anymore. They don't teach anything about our founding fathers, because if you destroy the heritage of this nation, why, people will be willing to go into this new world order. And, of course, you destroy the fundamentals of our religion and convince people, well, all religions are good. You know, there's good in every religion in the world. So why hold that your religion is the right one, and you get people to compromise and back away? And it's amazing how we're being manipulated by the invisible hand that controls America. So let's get to Where Have All the Holidays Gone?
Strange as the years go by, their meanings change. In one celebration,
Well, that was Where Did All the Holidays Go? And you have to see what they're doing to us today. And you go to the schools, and they teach the children about the Constitution. Well, they don't really teach them about the Constitution. They give them the structure of the Constitution. They never tell them the whole idea was to limit the power of the federal government. They never, when discussing the Bill of Rights, never mention the Second Amendment. And this new federal program that they're bringing on now is specifically designed to change the attitudes, values, and beliefs of our children, to get them to be willing to accept this idea of a world government. And it's all planned to program them for this new future that's been planned by the invisible government, and by depriving the people of our holidays, of our traditions, they destroy America very, very efficiently. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, for America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Hello, garlic lovers. This is Radio Health journalist Bill Sardi to talk to you about a breakthrough in garlic technology. It's called Alamex. You know all the healthy reasons to take garlic, but isn't it time you got your money's worth? A recent study found the 24 leading brands of garlic pills provided little, if any, allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient. Try Alamex, which is the only odorless garlic supplement to provide pure allicin, a full 180 milligrams. That's the power of 15 fresh cloves of garlic. Alamex isn't available in stores, so call 866-405-4000. That's Alamex at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me tell you about a few of the items that we carry here that we think are important. One of them is something called Monopoly, and it's a game designed to teach your children how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. You know, they've deliberately dumbed down our children. They've deprived them of the knowledge of the Constitution. They've given them the new fuzzy math, and, of course, they've really deprived them of one of the greatest pleasures in life, and that is the ability to read easily. And you do that by learning phonics. It worked 200 years ago. We had a 95% literacy rate. Today we have almost 100 million people who are either partially or completely illiterate as far as reading illiterate, and we have rising numbers of people with frank dyslexia, and a direct result of a planned faulty means of teaching people how to read. Now, Phonopoly is a board game played like Monopoly. Actually, it's four or five board games, two bonus games. You throw in a couple of books with them. We think it's a great program. And if you have children that you love, or grandchildren you love, or maybe you have difficulty reading, why not call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask about Monopoly. Most of these programs, $300, $400, $500, $600. This one is $139.95. We think it's a great program. We wouldn't offer it. The greatest gift you can give to a child, especially at Christmas time, is the ability to read. And you can use the game over and over again. We also carry the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum on 22 CDs to take your child from grammar school to high school graduation for $199.95. Everything you need is there in textbooks, except for the Saxon Max textbooks. That's the Saxon math textbooks, which you can buy at a discount from the Robinsons. So let me recommend Phonopoly. Let me recommend the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. And if you really care for your children, get them out of the government schools. The new program that they're bringing in, the No Child Left Behind, is an effort to change their attitudes, values, and belief, to turn them against their parents, and they want to get them even before they get into kindergarten. They want to get them in preschool. Call right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is James Perloff, and we're talking about a CD he's put together, and of course the next song, shall we go ahead and play that one on homeschool kids?
Yeah, you're just talking about that in the last ad about the problem with our public schools, and this is about why people pull their kids out of public schools, why they homeschool.
All right, let's go for it.
We'll educate our kids at home until the day they're fully grown, when someone asks our reasons why, we're always glad to clarify. We want them sharing our own faith and in a place we know they're safe, instead of violence and drugs, they'll get high on Fahrenheit.
Course was homeschooling, but James, now this is designed then to appeal to the young generation, is that the idea?
Well, to appeal to any generation, but I'm just trying to see, Stan, if conservatives can impact the culture with music the same way it was done against us back in the 60s. Music does have an incredible impact on what people think and feel. And I feel it's about time the conservatives had music that addresses the issues they care about.
But the problem with it is that the other side controls the major television and the major radio outlets. And so to get these songs to the public is such a difficult job. I mean, how will we get... certainly, you're not going to find the establishment people playing this sort of thing And this is the real problem. Steve Voss wrote a wonderful song some time ago, you know, about America and about what was going on. And RCA simply paid him off, but would not allow those songs to be sung on radio because they did not want the American people to hear the truth about the horrible thought of abortion and what's happening in our schoolyards and the dumbing down of our kids. It was a wonderful, wonderful song. And just as yours have a great message, but the problem is, the people are not going to hear it because the people who control the establishment are going to do everything to block it. When we get back, I want to talk your thoughts about how you hope to get this message out to our young people, to our old people, to impact our culture while there's still time. We'll be back in just a moment with James Perloff, and we'll welcome your calls out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan here.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 and the Red Dome off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working with the Oklahoma City bombing. Well, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book out there that will give you a more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me tell you about a few of the other items that we carry. We certainly carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and this is we can't make any claims about it other than to say it's great soap, but we've had all sorts of reports from the people who've used these products, and they love them. They use them for all sorts of things, spraying for insects and spraying their counters for ants and spraying their gardens with it. And they use it for rashes and acne and stomach troubles. And all we can do is tell you what other people have said. We cannot make any claims on this because the FDA will not allow that. But we can tell you it's excellent soap. And I will tell you that the people who've used the products have really loved them. And so if you'd like to know more about Miracle Sue soap products, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can pull down the information that's put out by the producer of these products. You can order a special introductory program. There's a soap and a moisturizing soap and a gel and a lotion, and then there's a neutralizing solution, which is very alkaline, highly mineralized solution that a lot of people say really helps heartburn, and other people say it helps their lower intestinal tract. All we can do is suggest that you try the Miracle 2 soap products, and we hope that you'll like them as much as we do. And so they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and it's called Miracle Soap Products. And then let me remind you about the Institute of the Constitution that you can set up in your own community or your own church to teach people about the Christian history of America, about our Constitution, about our Bill of Rights, about everything the establishment doesn't want your children to know. Why don't you call them at 410-760-9068? That's 410-760-9068. Call right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is James Perloff. And James has put a lot of time and effort into putting together a CD called Freedom Shall Return, with the idea of hoping to impact upon the culture with music. Now, the other side has certainly impacted our culture with music, but they control the outlets, they control the regular major means of distribution. So how do you anticipate getting this out, James?
Through your show, Stan.
Well, I wish we could get enough people to listen. Do you want to play the next one, which is Echoes of Vietnam?
Yes, but we should probably play only about half of it, Stan, because it's about 8 minutes long. It's the one really long song on the album. Let me just describe it quickly. You know, Stan, as you know, our Vietnam veterans were horribly abused. after the bad enough experience they had in Vietnam, they're abused here in America. And I felt for a long time we needed a good commercial song that pays tribute to them and addresses some of the issues that they care about. I don't mean that all vets would like this song, but it's a tribute to vets, and we actually have a battle scene on it that's recreated with Vietnamese expatriates pretending to be the Viet Cong. But this echoes Vietnam, sung by Mary Callanan.
And I think people have to understand that Vietnam was a war that was never fought to win.
Right.
We contrived the war. They made up the Gulf of Tonkin. And we know that Admiral Stockdale, who flew over there, the Gulf of Tonkin on that day, wrote a book called In Love and War. And there weren't any attack boats coming out to get our ships. I mean, how many people honestly think that little Vietnam is going to try to attack the greatest nation in the world? And then the tapes that were recorded in the President's Johnson's Oval Office, where he's yelling at McNamara, saying, "You lied to me. You lied to me about the Gulf of Tonkin. There wasn't any incident." And 58,000 American boys died for absolutely nothing. A war where we financed the enemy the whole time. And if you haven't seen our video, The Best Enemies Money Can Buy, or read the book by that title, to find out how we financed the North Vietnamese. And you've heard me say this before, but I personally interviewed General Lewis Wald, a four-star Marine general, and William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Vietnam, and both of them told me we could have won at any time in 2 months, but that wasn't the plan of the people who were manipulating things behind the scenes. The plan was as much carnage as we could to distract attention as America moved from a free to a socialist society. And that's when the great society programs came in under Lyndon Johnson, and we got into the mess of Medicare and welfare and began to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and found that there was a constitutional right to kill our children, to change our immigration laws, to bring in massive numbers of immigrants so that one day they could be used to create diversion. Well, let's go to Echoes of Vietnam.
My Uncle Jake lay dying in his VA bed. His wife Zoe was crying. I took her hand and said, "Before Jake goes from that curse of cancer, I've always had a question that I'd like to answer. Ever since Vietnam, he's walked with that crutch. I've asked him about it, but he'd never say much. Now just then Jake started tossing in his sleep, and he said something made us start to weep. He said, 'Come on, come and get it, NVA. Just cross our lines and you'll make our day. Come on, come and get it, Viet Cong. If you wanna know if there's a God, it won't take long.'" Zoe said, "This man ain't no stranger to pain. Spent 3 years sleeping in the mud and rain. Marched many long miles in the jungle heat. That's what caused those crippled feet. Now he was blessed to come on home, but many a night his mind would roam. Flashbacks, nightmares, I could swear that half his soul was still over there. He'd say, 'Come on, come and get it, NVA. Just cross our lines and you'll make our day. Come on, come and get it, Viet Cong. If you wanna know if there's a God, it won't take long.' His call to duty, he always obeyed. We felt somehow we'd been betrayed. He asked one question you couldn't ignore. If we never lost a battle, how'd we lose that war? Rules of engagement made by that fell from the guns of the charging communists. He'd say, come on, come in.
Well, you know, this brings back a lot of memories of a war that we fought to lose. If you got the rules of engagement, which we have, it's very obvious we never intended to win. American ambassador, William H. Sullivan, when I interviewed him back at the American Assembly, said, I never understood why we didn't win the war. We could have won it at any time. But, of course, he really didn't understand that we don't fight wars for the reasons we sent our boys overseas to fight and bleed and die. And that's a great tragedy of our time, because the average individual doesn't understand Vietnam. We have a four-tape set on Vietnam. We have a four-tape set on the men we left behind. A four-tape set on one man who came back, the one man who survived. And Bobby Garwood, and how they treated him because they didn't want him to come back to tell the American people about the thousands of people we left behind. Well, this Vietnam and the story of Vietnam is something we should never forget, because the traitors are still there in Washington, D.C. If you read The Vantage Point by Lyndon Johnson, you'll find he had what he called the wise men. There were 11 of them. It just happened that 10 of them just happened to come from the Council on Foreign Relations. And you read that story, and you can see how they were manipulating him at every turn. Really an amazing, amazing story. That's The Vantage Point by Lyndon Johnson, who I don't like, but I think that he was manipulated, and he never understood the war. Most people don't. It was fought to distract us from what was happening here at home. Well, I think that is a very, very powerful, powerful song. Anything you want to say about Echoes of Vietnam, James, or anybody out there in the listening audience?
Just that I agree with you. If you look at the people who the chief decision makers that got us into Vietnam, such as Walt Rostow, Dean Acheson played a big role, you'll find that these are people who have a long history of communist leanings, and you also find that the same people who plotted to get us into Vietnam were the people who were authoring the rules of engagement that prevented us from winning. So you're 100% on target, Stan. That war could have been won in a few months. If we'd fought World War II, if we fought in Vietnam, we would have lost. In World War II, we fought to win. In Vietnam, we did not.
Well, we were never allowed to win. And of course, there at the Secretary of State was Dean Rusk. Dean Rusk, who has come from the Rockefeller Foundation. When he left, he went back to the Rockefeller Foundation. He was their man to, of course, be used to change America forever. Well, let's go on to the next one, and that's called Goodbye to Darwin. And I think people have to understand why it's so important that we teach evolution in our schools, and it's simply to destroy our children's faith in God. And if you think, as a parent, you can influence your child when the teachers have them most of the time and indoctrinate them in the fact that the Bible is inaccurate and there is no God, we can't even have the Ten Commandments or mention of God in our schools, what's this all about? Well, they realize if they can control the mind of one generation, then they can control those next generation. And that's what it's all about, to destroy the faith of our children. So let's go to Darwin.
I always believed love. I knew that I had no rival. But then in public school, they said I was really cool. Institution, yes, the theory of evolution.
air. We have Ken calling in from San Jose with a question for you. So, Ken, are you there? A question for James?
Yes, I have a question for James, Dr. Stan. Do you agree also that besides, and also for you, do you agree also that besides distracting the American people, that era was also used to build the drug culture, especially the rock, drug, sex counterculture? Do you agree with that?
Oh, 100%, because, you know, when I was a little kid in the 50s, you know, we didn't even know what illegal drugs were. I mean, marijuana, what was that? I mean, it's just a small subculture using illegal drugs then. It wasn't mainstream like today.
Right. I had the same experience in high school. I never once in 4 years encountered drugs. That was in the, you know, 50s, early 60s.
Yeah, but what they did, the CIA was deeply involved with the smuggling of drugs. It's very difficult for the American people to believe that. The one book written by Monica Stevenson, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, went into that, The Men We Abandoned, the CIA's involvement in drugs. They pulled that book off of the bookshelves in our local stores, and the book sort of disappeared, and Monica went up to Canada, got the copyright back. It was reprinted up there, and we had the copies of that. I wish I'd bought several cases, because after the few copies we had were gone, we tried to get some more, and somebody accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of Kiss the Boys Goodbye. Just accidentally, they just happened to slip into the shredder. Oh, what a terrible tragedy, because they cannot let the American people realize the CIA, which fought the war in Vietnam to lose, the CIA, which fought the war in Afghanistan to create the World Terrorist Movement, the CIA has been involved in drugs. And don't worry, the drugs are coming right out of Afghanistan now, even though our troops are there. We just can't do anything about those all those poppies that are being grown to produce 80% of the drugs that are being used in Europe. Most of our drugs are coming in from communist China, being brought in, I'm sure, right through our ports, and nothing's being done about it. Yeah, Vietnam was fought to create disillusionment in a drug culture, and they destroyed a whole generation of our young people.
There's a whole bunch of weapons that are being used against our culture, Stan. Hey, Stan, can I give, do you have time for me to get some ordering information?
You give that out right now before we get to the one on the New World Order.
All right. People can order the album Freedom Shall Return. It's 12 politically incorrect songs. Might make a good Christmas gift for somebody who likes music and is politically incorrect. You can order this album at 800-496-3266, which I'll repeat in a moment. You can also, if you like people who know worldnetdaily.com, you can see it advertised right on their page one news today. You can also order to amazon.com, and some leading Christian bookstores can order it for you as well. And again, that 800 number for Freedom Shall Return, that's the name of the CD. It's 800-496-3266. Thanks, Dan.
Okay, Ken, anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I was a witness to that in that era, so that's why I wanted to, you know, I was at Berkeley and Haight-Ashbury in that era, so I just remember it. And I didn't know what was going on, but now in retrospect, like you say, we can see what happened.
Well, if we get older and we get smarter, at least we get older. And we hope we get smarter. Thanks so much, Ken.
Okay, thanks.
Well, let's go to the next song, and that is, of course, Say No to the New World Order. I'm going to go a little out of context because we're almost out of time, but let's go ahead with this.
Might be network news if it's in order, Stan.
We're trying to destroy our borders, so don't let them take away the land of the USA. We want our country run by people we elect, not foreign bureaucrats whose power is unchecked. The U.S. Constitution is good enough for me, and if we compromise it, we'll get global tyranny.
Just about out of time. James, why don't you give that telephone number one more time so people will know how to get hold of you?
Yes, it's 800 496 800-400-3266 during normal business hours, I should mention, to order the album Freedom Shall Return. That's 800-496-3266.
Well, James, I want to thank you so very much for everything you've done. I just hope this video is, this CD is a great success, because we do need to say no to the New World Order. We do need to let people understand what's really going on today. One of the great tragedies is that so many people have no grasp of the fact that there really are forces out there intent upon taking away our freedom, and it really can happen here. Thanks so much, James. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Let me tell you about some of the four tape sets we have. One special tape set is the Tuskegee Study, and it's four interviews with people who were involved with the Tuskegee Study, or at least who've gone into the background of this really most horrible of all American experimentation. We had the unique opportunity to interview a number of the men who were involved in analyzing the Tuskegee Study, a government-sponsored study where 400 black men were recruited. And they had syphilis, and of course, what they did not understand is that they were not being recruited to be treated. They were being recruited not to be treated, and the government agents did everything they could to block those men from receiving treatment for their syphilis. Call today at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's important that you understand that study so you can better understand the mentality of the men who are working behind the scenes in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us as we reach out across America with the information you're not going to get from Rush Limbaugh or from Bill O'Reilly, from Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw or any of the other establishment pundits, because you see, they control both the right and the left, the conservative, the liberal, the Republicans, the Democrats, and they give us the impression we're hearing both sides of the news, and we're not at all. We're hearing both sides of what they want us to hear. And if you don't believe that, you call Rush Limbaugh and tell him about the Council on Foreign Relations being a front for a secret society, and see how long you'll be on the air. And of course, you aren't allowed on the air, at least not on an establishment network. And this is the great tragedy. The only reason we can do what we do is because we buy the time. And we spend 5 hours a day on radio, on shortwave, on internet, on satellite, and we are reaching out, and we are reaching a growing audience, and we try to bring you different slants of what's going on a regular basis, and more people are listening and are learning. And then your job is to tell others about our program, to tell them about our website at radioliberty.com, to help us to get the truth out while we still have time. We are moving rapidly towards a crisis. General Tommy Franks, who formerly headed our forces over in Iraq, has said, if we have a major attack on America, there'll be a military dictatorship here. That's all been planned. You only need to read the Bremer report. Came out a year before the terrorist attack. It's called the Current Terrorist Threats. You can find it on the internet, or we do have it here. And they said, we are going to have a military dictatorship in America and the end of freedom. Well, Dr. Stan here, and this is the time we wanted to tell you a little bit about our ministry and how our effort is to reach as many people we can with the information you're not going to get from other sources. And fortunately, we've been at this for a long time. We've actually had the opportunity to talk to many world leaders. I'll never forget when I was in Africa spending a morning with the Prime Minister, a man named John Forster at that time. This was about 1976. And we've talked to admirals, and we've talked to generals, and we've talked to ambassadors, and many of the interviews we do have available through Radio Liberty. It's so important that you understand the history of what's gone on in the past to understand what's going on today, because there's really nothing new under the sun. They just rehash things, and many times they bring the people back over and over again to betray our people, to betray our the future of this country. Because the whole purpose has always been to use the United States to bring the world into the world government. and the New World Order, the New World Religion. And so they use the financial and military power and your tax money for their goals and their objectives. That's why it was so important for them to gain control of the media here. Why they have spent so much money, why they've created a phony money system, the Federal Reserve System, where they can create money out of nothing and buy up corporations, where they can buy up the major media outlets, and television outlets, the radio. They can certainly buy up the studios in Hollywood, and then use them to control the reality of the American people. Did you ever notice, right after 9/11, we suddenly had two movies there, one We Were Soldiers and the other Black Hawk Down? It takes years, maybe a year or 2 years, to put a motion picture together. But oh shucks, they had this just within a relatively few weeks of 9/11 to begin to mobilize the opinion of the American people to be ready to go to war. And this is the sort of thing they do. They control our reality with these docudramas. They wanted to demonize Martha Stewart. I don't know whether she guilty or innocent, or innocent, but they put a program on and they shape your view of who she is and what she did. And you can't get a fair jury in America after these docudramas, because they've already tried and convicted people on television or in the media. And you look at the pictures of Martha Stewart in the paper today, you notice how she always looks sort of haggard, and she doesn't look pretty. She looks well, like she might look if she was in prison, wouldn't she? Notice how they're controlling our reality with the pictures, with the articles, with the mass media. And then help us try to reach the American people and understand that freedom cannot be maintained if one small group of people control the vast majority of the media outlets. And we hope many of you will want to become part of our effort to reach out across America with the truth that they're not going to get elsewhere. We hope you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And notice that what we have, you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day there. You can pull down our archive programs. You can pull down our newsletters. You can pull down lists of the various items that we have. Many of the documents and syllabuses and videos we have are so important to understand what's going on today. One of the most important new videos we have is called Diaprox. Diaprox, it is the story of the church growth movement, the seeker-friendly churches, that is being used to change the message and the music of our churches all across America. So if you'd like to get that, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's Diaprox. Every American should see this video to understand what's happening to Christendom in America today. And lastly, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival in our leaders and our ministers. We ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, we'll be back again with an entirely different type of program. This is Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.